Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dunks on super athletic, but like the speed and like the cutting, but he's also not big enough to be like a real power forward. It's very odd.
I don't know.
He's built perfect for the modern NBA. He doesn't have, there's no power forwards. He can dribble on the wing. He can shoot. He can finish in transition. Like,
so the boy from Rutgers is more athletic than him.
Yeah. In terms of just pure athleticism. Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But he's got that herky jerky perimeter, can create his own space, his own shot. Okay. Kind of thing.
No, like, I saw a clip of him this morning.
He's also just a demon on defense. Like, Cooper Flagg wants to fuck you up defensively.
Okay. All right. Well, so who's tanking for Cooper?
Everyone.
The bag for Flagg situation.
All these teams are. There's so many shitty fucking teams.
Looks like Philly is right now.
Yeah, they should be. Paul George got hurt last night.
Yeah, he's out.
So
they played a total of 8 minutes together.
Yeah.
All of them.
It's weird to believe that all the guys that are hurt all the time got hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so Luka's out for a while.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah. That sucks.
Wrist injury. Bummer.
He usually doesn't get hurt, but
he does that thing where he's hurt for half a season, but somehow plays every game. In
yeah, somebody, yeah, somebody. Well, yeah,
he missed this with left quad sore.
Right, because right,
he
doesn't
goes and gets a 30-point triple double.
He doesn't sprain his ankle or anything like that. He has like a calf injury or something, right. So he doesn't have to try that hard.
Everyone's look at this. Well,
he's fighting through
hurt.
It.
Yeah,
he's that type of guy.
So he doesn't have to practice, and then he can just go play and still average 30 a game and be first team All-NBA. Yeah, he's got it figured out pretty good. But this one's a wrist thing. Like, this actually seems like he really is hurt.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody's hurt. Across the league.
KD's still out, I imagine.
KD's still out. Obviously, Paul George got hurt last night. Yeah, it's calf thing, which, you know, obviously that's what was the precursor to.
They were playing good, too.
The big injury last time.
They were really starting to come around.
Yeah, they were playing pretty good.
LeBron never gets hurt, man.
Nope.
He will hurt himself in the realm of like, oh, I have a back injury for 2 weeks. We're going to take off.
Yeah.
He used to do that in Cleveland.
That's incredible that LeBron's 40 years old and has never had like a serious injury. Yeah. It's insane.
He's waiting for it because, I mean, they're playing pretty good. Actually.
Yeah, they're playing good.
Dalton Connect, man.
Yeah, he's been really good.
He can score in Tennessee, and he can score in the league.
He's going to get a lot of open threes.
Yes.
Which,
all you got to do is make them.
Yeah, which is a good deal. Did you hear what the Utah coach said the other night? He was like, everybody in the building knew he was going to shoot except for a couple people. Unfortunately, the couple people play for us.
Dude, he had three straight in the same spot.
Yeah.
With the same defender doing the same thing.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, exactly.
That's because I thought it was on a loop. That was the same.
Same.
Next play.
It was kind of fun to get to watch the Warriors for 48 minutes closely last night because they're good. Like, they had a great offseason.
They're back to playing defense like they used to.
Exactly. They play defense and they move. Like, they must have got 50 points on uncontested layups because of how much they move and they steal the ball and get out in the open floor.
Like, now, they have superstars, mm-hmm. right? Draymond and Steph, are superstars, but they're still the best epitome of team ball in
yeah,
the league.
They move that, the ball great. Their second unit, they even have like a third unit. Like, they play like 12 guys, so no one's going to get worn out as the season goes on.
Wait, 29 minutes?
Yeah. That's the most in my life. Yeah, and you know, no need to do anything more than that. I mean, you know, Steph looks like Steph. He has pretty much always looked like Steph as long as he's been healthy. But, like, Wiggins looks really good. It looks like he's got his shit figured out. He was awesome last night.
Buddy Hield, baby.
Buddy Hield is just so fun.
The numbers. They said he was shooting 46%.
Why going? Yeah. What? Why did people let him go to the fucking Warriors? Okay, I got.
What are you
gonna
do?
Gino, yeah, I mean, you're not. What are you gonna build Warriors? A team around Buddy Hield?
I'm saying, how much does he make? How much you get from the Warriors?
Not much.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
Like, but he's been Buddy Hield's been in the league for so long.
I know
he's never really been on a good team. Like,
he's always been the same guy though.
But like, he's always been. That's why they were like, remember that couple years ago? Like, why didn't Lakers go get him?
I don't know.
Because they had Russell Wilson. Russell
wasn't
Russell?
He? Didn't he like pass trade for fastest, youngest 3-point?
Yeah, blah, blah, yeah. No, I mean he just, you know, there's another guy. It's like needs to be. That's a perfect situation for him to be
who's,
in.
Who's the next coach? Because I saw Gino broke the record. Didn't somebody break it last year? As all time coaching basketball head coach wins. Like who? Oh. Like is it? Is there somebody like 12 wins away that you know?
Who did he pass?
So Tara Vanderveer.
Oh, okay.
She
okay.
had just said it
last year.
Yeah.
Is she, they were. They is were, she retired?
Yes. Yeah. I okay. thought yes. that she was gonna hold out until he left, and then she retired last year. I'm like, oh, he's gonna pass her yeah. immediately.
He's gonna pass her now. Is there anybody close to getting that record?
I can't imagine.
No.
I mean, because that means he's passed her, Pat Summitt. Coach K and Boeheim.
The person right? who will do it if they want to stay in the game is Dawn.
That's what I'm saying, but there's nobody right now.
No, because they're way out.
And running. That would be in 30 years.
She'd have to be in.
Dawn yeah, Staley's been coaching in South Carolina for how long? 10 years, maybe?
Like, she's not. She's going to stay there.
Sure.
There's no reason for her to go to WNBA.
No, not about her leaving. It's just how old she wants to be when she steps away.
Yeah, like, are you really trying to be. Like, these people coaching these teams for 40 and 50 right, years, right. like, man, why would you do that?
You ain't fucking win streak.
Yeah. Yeah.
He also had some of the greatest women players ever.
He did. Yeah. He did. Not to be negative about it, but like the thing that stood out to me is like I didn't realize they hadn't won a championship since 2016. All the championships they've won, I didn't realize that it's almost been 10 years. Now they have Paige Bueckers this year, so maybe they'll win.
She's been there forever.
Yeah, because she got hurt.
And you got hurt.
Yeah.
Well, you don't leave. Like you.
Yeah, but she would be gone. She would be gone by now if she wouldn't have gotten hurt.
If she hadn't gotten hurt, yeah. But it's so rare. It'll be more commonplace now.
I think Juju's leaving early.
It'll be more commonplace now. Yeah, but. Yeah, it was so rare for anyone to leave.
Yeah, oh yeah,
college early.
I saw that text. Yeah, oh, so he's gonna commit today, huh? Was he gonna keep it, the Juju boy?
Yeah. Speaking of Juju's,
is he gonna commit and keep his recruitment open?
I think he's gonna commit to Colorado.
I think he's going to Colorado,
and too. Then everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, Deion's staying at Colorado," which maybe that's what that means.
I'm sure Deion.
His kickstand's down.
I'm sure he had a conversation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way, that kickstand comment, is that a phrase that people use?
I've never heard it. And also.
Okay, I'm just making sure that wasn't me.
Also, I was just like, well, that's not like a super permanent thing. Like when I would put my kickstand down, that was a brief, and then I'm going.
Exactly. You want to go.
And I said that yesterday, and then somebody tweeted at me. They were like, what he meant was. And I was like, all right, I know what he meant. I'm just saying, when I used my kickstand, it wasn't a permanent thing. That's all I'm saying.
I've never heard that term.
I had never heard anyone say that before either. Yeah, my kickstand's down.
I love what his son did, though. Like, fuck Mobile. I'm going to the East-West game.
Yeah, the whole squad is.
Whole squad.
Why? I don't understand the.
Because the thing about him, he can go to the Senior Bowl, but hell, he'll probably be the only player from Colorado. If he goes to the East-West game, then for them to get a player like Shador to come there, he's like, I want this guy to come too.
Oh, okay.
Because he's going to be at the East-West game. More scouts are going
to
be there.
Oh, okay. Why wouldn't they let all those guys go to the Senior Bowl? I guess they're not seniors.
No, because the Senior Bowl is it's prestige.
Elitist.
Oh, really?
You have to be invited. And I know you have to be invited to Shrine, but you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's.
That's why.
They have their own process.